Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. The Score!
I am in a very public area right
Super
now.
Super public.
Very public area. I'm in the atrium of Hallis Hall where the people all come in and out, and reporters and people upstairs and downstairs could be here. I might disrupt people's work if I was to go full-throated Wayne Larrivee.
Think you should have. Thanks to Mark Grody. Thanks to Lou Canellis for joining us for two segments today. Lou's in studio. Thanks to Jarrett Payton. Always great to talk to Jarrett Payton. Thanks also to our producers, Ray Diaz. Oh, and thanks to Carrie Pinkowski. Carrie came on with us too, and Paul Charchian. Ray Diaz, Tyler Buterbaugh, Brandon Fryer. Thanks to our team, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. And one more time, just so y'all are aware, head out to Garfield's Beverage Warehouse in Norridge tonight from 5:30 to 7. You can meet me, talk some sports, vent about some things, maybe the Cubs while you're at it. Register for your chance to win a pair of passes to attend football after dark with Noah Sewell at Moretti's in Edison Park on December 16th. It is all brought to you by Remy Martin VSOP. This is my city. And now we bring in Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel. Hi, guys.
Will Odie be there or no? At Garfield's.
Very funny.
I'm not just
lasagna.
Like,
not Nurmal.
Lasagna.
Apparently people hate Nurmal.
I love Nurmal. I love conflict.
Abu Dhabi.
Yes, you do.
I don't remember Nurmal.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I didn't read it enough, Garfield, or watch the animated enough. Nurmal was what? Another dog?
No, not exactly.
A very young cat, right?
A kitty.
Yeah. Nurmal was a kitten. Yeah. She like, knew she kitty. Was so cute.
And everybody loved Nurmal, and Garfield was very jealous and petty towards Nurmal.
Got you. I feel like Garfield, there was a thing at some point, like it was ironically good. I missed that. I always thought it was really bad.
Oh, you thought Garfield the comic strip was bad?
Correct.
Wow. What's your favorite comic strip of that era?
Oh, I mean, I was a Peanuts guy, like religiously. Like, there's great wisdom in Peanuts, I think. But, okay. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot. Bloom County. Oh, man.
Bloom
I was
County.
All about Bloom County.
The Far Side.
Yeah, Far Side
Far
for
Side
sure.
Was elite.
Can't keep running away. All right.
Yeah.
Different Far Side.
How'd you feel about Beetle Bailey?
A vestige of a different time.
Okay.
Calvin and Hobbes.
Big time. Like, love some Calvin Hobbes.
People have
philosophy.
Ruined Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah, because then it just became Calvin peeing on everything.
Yes.
In a decal on the back of
That's
your stupid
bad.
Truck that didn't need a spoiler.
What about a Family Circus?
Family Circus, like, you like it if you're under 10 or over 75. There is no in between, period, for Family Circus.
We're not bringing up Kathy. That's just me over here.
You identify deeply closely with
you
Kathy.
You know what? I can see that.
I did you make the joke. I did make the joke that my life was a Kathy cartoon.
Yeah, I heard you say that.
I should probably go back and look at it. But I was like,
I miss the old days.
Woman, brown hair. The old good enough.
Newspaper days where you get the comics and just full page of comics.
Oh, you still do that?
Sure. It's not the same.
Do they even have like the whole page? Well, just on a Sunday though, right?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't checked to see because usually they're in black and white during the weekdays.
But on the weekends.
Sunday. Your Sunday Tribune, Sunday sometimes still have comics?
Yeah, you got your comics, got your Parade magazine. Yeah, you used to read the Parade All-America football team.
I always look forward to that.
Me too.
Parade was good.
Yeah, I remember seeing Emmett Smith on the cover one year. High school, Emmett.
Those days are long gone.
Long gone.
Maybe they'll come back, though. It's like the movie The Postman. Remember that movie? It's terrible.
Kevin Costner?
Because at the end, like, they're like, what brought everyone back? It was the mail.
Is this real?
I do remember. Yes.
Yes.
What? Yes.
I don't know. You could be talking about a whole bit
it's
right
like a
now.
Dystopian future.
A dystopian future. There's been some unnamed war that has happened, and there's this postman who, well, he's not actually a postman. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. He finds a bag of mail in a car where he's trying to keep warm, and he says, you know what? I'm going to deliver this mail to people. And then he slowly brings
back the mail.
Brings back society, which is being ruled by people who wear eight ball jackets. I am not making that part up.
Why does he love dystopian and Old West stuff so much? Like, Waterworld was a running joke forever about how bad it was and how expensive and like how and that couldn't have happened again. And then he was just like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to go off and make more of this stuff. Yeah, and he had some hits, let's be honest.
I like the end of The Postman, though. Like, how it goes.
Brought them back with the mail. Hmm. That little boy who got that letter was me.
Wow.
And now I run a TV station somehow.
What?
Yes, Ray?
Do you guys remember the mid-90s show Early Edition where the guy would get the newspaper?
Yes, of course. Yes.
He would get the newspaper and he'd get the newspaper of the future. And
he would get
everything.
The Sun Times.
Yeah, I forgot it was the Sun Times.
It was the Friday Night Lights actor. What's his name? But yeah, that was good.
Kyle Chandler.
That's Kyle Chandler.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it was a good show. I liked that show.
Did I not say Waterworld? I'm sorry. I don't know what I said.
I think you might have.
I think you said Waterworld.
Yeah, text line said that's Waterworld, and I was like, did I not say that?
That's what you said.
People are now texting in their favorite comics from that era.
What we got?
Mr. Boffo. Dilbert. Dilbert was pretty good for a while, till the Dilbert creator went kind of kooky.
Talk More Marmaduke is my favorite.
Hagar the Horrible.
I enjoyed Hagar the Horrible.
Where are we at on Dennis the Menace? It's just there.
It's just kind of there.
Okay.
A young kid who needed his ass beat.
Yeah, he grew up to be Caillou.
Let me tell you something. Dennis grows up in a different neighborhood. It's a very different comic strip.
I forget the name of the follower, but there's a follower who pops up randomly, and now since your phones are within hearing distance of mine, all he does is like, I'm gonna watch this Caillou clip. And let's see how long it takes for me to rage.
Yeah.
And it usually like 5 seconds. And Caillou saying something stupid. Yeah. Like being a jerk.
Caillou's the worst.
He really is.
Caillou's the absolute worst. And I used to pray for him to get cartoon cancer. And then he eventually got it.
Cartoon cancer?
Yeah. God. He eventually got it.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure. But it's just a cartoon version of it. You know? So it was not as terrible as it could be.
Since we're on cartoons, you know what I watched the other day? I watched G.I. Joe the movie because I was like,
oh, let's go.
I was like, what is it's like, do I remember this?
Yo, Joe.
I remembered it. I was like, okay, yeah, this is what it was.
Were there real American heroes?
They were very much real American heroes.
And then they had to deal with all sorts of stuff, you know, Nemesis Enforcer and Cobra Commander.
G.I. Joe, like back in the day, was a toy invented to like, you know, mobilize America to believe in the armed forces.
Tanny
right?
has a G.I. Joe doll on his wall.
Wait a second. If that's the case, what about little
Action
green
figure.
Army men? What about them?
Mm-hmm.
Action figure.
I thought little green army men were the first ones to do that.
They might have been.
Yeah, they were easier to make, just little plastic, non-movable guys. But G.I. Joe, like, you could move. You could
They had movable body parts.
Can I clarify what the G.I. Joe is in The Office, just okay. for like a certain demographic of people who remember these internet videos? Do you guys remember the Fensler films where the guy would take the old G.I. Joe PSAs and he would overdub them with something
yes.
else?
Hilarious.
So so the one that I have in The Office is the G.I. Joe titled "I'm a Computer." So it's very inside, but I'm sure there's many people in our audience who remember these videos.
Wow.
So, okay. Pork chop sandwiches. Yeah, it's good stuff.
I love it.
Ray does.
Yeah, you heard the Ray laugh? That's Ray Diaz laughter in the background.
So growing up, were you Lady J guy or Scarlet guy?
I think I was a Scarlet guy. Like, the Lady J Flint thing was interesting because it was like they seem to be like there's a lot of tension there. The Duke Scarlet thing was more straightforward, except for, you know, Snake Eyes like Mr. Steal Your Girl.
You know, there's some really good videos of like Cobra predicting stuff.
Oh, bro.
Cobra doing cryptocurrency.
All of it. I saw that. I ran across that online. I was like, oh, Cobra, G.I. Joe is really telling us about the future. Like the future we're living in right now.
Yes.
Like 30 years ago, 40 years ago.
Now I gotta go watch these.
Yeah. Cobra Commander had some really interesting ideas.
And they have been put into execution by other people.
Was that the meeting? Were they just like, guys, we've gotten all our ideas
and wasn't,
right here,
wasn't
Cobra
there,
Commander.
There was a
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A crossover.
Yes.
Where
Transformers.
Yeah, where older, they never called
him Cobra Commander.
He was the Snake.
The Snake.
Right? Because he was also the voice of Starscream.
Of Starscream, yes.
Where the Decepticons wanted to destroy the Autobots. So they were like, you know who we should talk to? We should talk to old Snake. And then at the end, he like walks away and he's like, Cobra. And then that's the end of the episode.
Yeah, he like walks off into the sunset. It was very reminiscent of when they hired the Joker to take out like Superman, all this stuff. They're like, you might want to do something about Batman. They just kind of captured him and he just tore up the whole Justice League because that's Batman. It's very, yeah. I've been watching a lot of animated stuff to escape the world lately.
It's a good place.
I understand. Disney just announced a deal with OpenAI.
I was like, this is disturbing.
Oh, yeah. Well, so all the Disney characters, like 200 different Disney characters, including Marvel and more, are now going to be able to like be used by ChatGPT.
So they just sold data to get the money is what happened.
No, but I mean, what's going to happen now is you're going to see all these legit characters in your AI and you're not going to know what's real and what's not.
Well, not just that, but... The movie scripts, too, I'm sure would be helpful for them to use. And
real bad for the kiddos is all I can say about
that.
Yeah, confusion is going to reign even more. The truth will be lost even more.
Dang. All of a sudden, this took a turn.
Well, it's the real world.
Yes. Actually, yes.
Huh.
There's a lot of stuff from G.I. Joe.
I know some of the videos. I'll send them to you.
There's a lot of stuff that you're like, oh, was I a member of Cobra this whole time and didn't know it? And then, yes.
You were secretly working for Cobra and you didn't know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Arbco or something?
Am I now sympathetic to the cause of Cobra?
The 80s were great because that's back when the villains would tell you what they're about to do and then they'd foil the plan because you told them what you were going to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just shoot the guy.
Yeah, just...
You don't have to do a soliloquy. Just do it.
It's kind of like the Bond movies where the old school Bond...
You expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
I would say that there's a moment in Indiana Jones in the first one.
With the bullwhip and the gun.
Yeah.
Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yeah. Let's not play these games.
Right. And like the guy is showing him all the fancy knife work and all the terrifying stuff. What if I just shoot you instead?
Yeah.
And now it's over.
That kind of like, it was tongue in cheek to like reset the entire paradigm. Like, all right, you got a gun. It's kind of over with your fancy knife stuff.
I feel like that was a basis of a lot of Quentin Tarantino's humor and how he played it out.
Yeah, he's caused some trouble lately.
Quentin has?
Yeah, he's out here saying who's bad actors. You said Paul Dano was a bad actor.
Oh, yeah, and people are like, why are you on Paul Dano?
Especially when you can't act.
Yeah.
You know?
I've seen the responses from, like, basically everybody else.
Yep. And they're like, you should probably stop talking about acting.
Ooh. Oh.
Because he likes to put himself in. Yeah,
he really
but
does.
But he's not good and stuff. Hey, by the way, thank you to Rinaldi's. The Rinaldi's Restaurant Group has done unbelievable stuff, and they continue to do so with us. I've been bringing the pizza, the Nico Horner pizza, and the chicken tenders, which are unbelievable.
Our guy Dom is getting some food right now.
The meatballs are unreal. And then they went the extra mile. You guys saw that Nico got traded last week, right? Nico Zeglin, the minor league pitcher. And they apparently introduced today the Nico Zeglin special. They gave that man a pizza on his way out. He's got an Astros hat on the art that they sent. And the pizza is just pineapple. It's only pineapple. You can't get it, but it's just a gag in terms of...
Just for us.
It's really just a gag for us. But the Rinaldi's people are hilarious and wonderful.
It's great for Ray
because it's
game?
The pizza, the only pizza that he could eat.
It's delicious, by the way. I have never been... a big pineapple on the pizza guy. The actual Nico Horner pizza does have some meat on it. I don't eat meat.
Oh, yeah.
So this one,
the Nico Zeglin.
I'm into the Nico Zeglin pizza.
Longtime Nico Zeglin guy.
Their flyer game, as if the Elite. Swole chicken on the trophy for victory chicken wasn't right. good enough.
Yeah.
This is a whole, like, again, really nice card stock. The Nico Zeglin special. The Rinaldi special, the Nico Horner special, the Nico Zeglin special, which is pictured. And then margarita and hot honey soppressata. And a lovely Greek salad, I might add.
I know. I had some of the salad as well. Just go to Rinaldi's. Go to the one in Lincoln Park. Go to the one in the West Loop, especially before events at the United Center. It's outstanding.
I take the shuttle.
Yeah, right?
Big shuttle girl over here.
Yeah, but why not?
I love public transportation. And people talk to you.
That's true.
I do like public transportation.
Marshall does not like people talking
to
you.
Well, I was just surprised to hear it. It could be hit or miss, the people talking to you thing.
There's a lot of yapping that goes on those shuttles.
That's true.
Yeah.
Congratulations to our guy Joe Buck, by the way. We did not properly congratulate him for being the Ford C. Frick Award winner, and we love Joe Buck, so congratulations to Buck for getting into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing, man. He joins his father as a Ford C. Frick Award winner. They are like... There are two fathers and sons in the Baseball Hall of Fame. One is the executives, Larry McPhail and Lee McPhail. And the other is Jack Buck and Joe Buck. That's it. And I know how hard that guy worked to be great at baseball, how much he loved being great at baseball. So it's just, that's really, really cool. I'm really happy for him. That's awesome.
It's a beautiful thing. Here's what we've got planned for everyone today. It's Thursday. That means Dave Wannstedt's going to be on the show. And apparently he got a package of goodies, too.
Yeah, Rinaldi's brought bourbon for him.
Yeah, so that's at 5 o'clock. Cougs! Kevin Kugler's going to be on the show at 4 because he's calling Bears-Browns. Mark Grody with a Bears hit. Two words. That'll be at 4:25. The Sklar Brothers.
No way.
Yes. Yes. Sklar twins are on the show today at 325.
Randy and Jason, can we give these two men names, please? They will be on at 325. We are also going to spend some time talking about Cleveland. You think Cleveland's cool? We'll tell you why it isn't. Patrick Manley is going to join us at 245. We will preview the Manley Awards, which I will be hosting on Saturday. All of that, but unfortunately, we start in a horrible place, and that's what's going on at the University of Michigan. That is after Tanny's Open, next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.